Keep your hands off my man, mister. This is the Padded Room Podcast. I am Darian. Miss Monica is hanging around.
I'm here.
Monica, how you doing this week, babe?
Good.
What's good, going on? You? I understand you were at the Italian festival.
Yes.
Did you get felt up by any Italians?
No.
No? You do any fist pumping? You should have.
No. There was a lot of old people there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
There were some crazy younger guys out there dancing.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bunch of Guidos?
Yeah.
Downtown Reno, the Italian festival, right? It's fucking hot today.
It is very hot.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Me too.
I'm done.
We're halfway through October. It's supposed to be cooling down.
That's what I keep hoping
for. We had like a good week of rain there. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Cooled us off.
Mm-hmm.
And then right back to the blazing sun heat.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Give me some fall.
And Friday it was like 92 at 6 o'clock still.
Oh, forget it. Forget about it, man. I'm tired of summer already.
Yeah.
Especially this summer. Yeah. Summer sucks. It's too hot. Oh, God. I'm such a baby. You know what the coolest part about October is? For me, you got Halloween coming up, right?
Yeah.
You go to the Walmarts, they all have the horror movie little display situations.
Yes.
There goes my paycheck right there. I'll blow it all right there. I usually take like $100 in there and I'll just get anything that I don't have.
Right.
Except I went in it to do that this year. I went in there. And I realized that I already had all the movies that were on display.
I was going to say, how can you walk in there
I got
and be
them all.
Like,
I don't have
that one.
I still have movies from last year that I bought during Halloween. They're still in the plastic. I haven't even opened them yet.
That's crazy.
I mean, like, I think most of what's on that shelf right there was from Halloween last year.
Oh, wow.
Me just going in there with a couple $100. Lady at the checkout stand thinks I'm some kind of psycho. She's used to it. It's good times. Well, you got that. You got AMC Monster Fest coming on. I think TNT or is no, not TNT. TNT is Spike now. TMC is what I'm thinking of.
TMC. Yes.
They got like their 30 days of Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cool. I like it because you know you get to watch them, but they're watered down versions of the horror movies. I don't care for that.
Yeah. Unless you find something on FX.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
American Horror Story Hotel.
Thank you.
Hello.
I'm hooked.
Hello. I beat my dick something savage to it.
I'm only on episode 4.
On Hotel?
First season.
Oh, you're on Murder House.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good, that one's pretty hot too.
I figured I better start from the beginning.
Well, you don't have to because each season is its own entirely different thing.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to watch, there's a small tie-in between season 2 and season 4.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a little thing and you're like, oh shit, that's her, what's her name?
Well, I started watching it at work and I got hooked.
It's
at
good.
The first
it's
episode.
A good, it's good show, dude.
Yeah.
But number one, everybody thinks number one is the best. I think season 3 was my favorite.
Oh, so I need to hurry up and get
there. Oh, there's no hurry. Did you get a Blu-ray player yet?
No.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Netflix.
Is it? All
of them? Netflix and Hulu have seasons 1 through 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
Season 4 is pretty good. Freak show.
So season 5 is what's on TV.
That's what's on right now with Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Uh-huh.
Me and my penis are very conflicted about Lady Gaga.
Every man I meet keeps telling me, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but then I saw her in the American Horror Story.
Uh-huh.
And,
What?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's just the way they made her up.
Uh-huh.
But this crazy eyeliner. It looks like she shaved her eyebrows off.
Yeah.
So, and then she's got like this huge nose thing going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she's already getting down.
Yeah.
And see, did you watch the first episode or no?
No.
Well, there's not much left to the imagination of old
with
Lady
her?
Gaga. Yeah.
Oh.
She gets down with it and, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so she's got a hot body, but her face, yeah. I guess I'm just used to seeing her like on magazine covers where she's
all
pristine.
Done up.
Yeah, pristine uh-huh. looking. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, you don't need to look at her face.
Well, I prefer to. I'm a gentleman, Monica, is what it is. I like to look at women's faces while I'm beating off. All right, you maniac. Let's get into the usual crapola here. Okay, we got some horror news coming up.
Horror news.
Oh, I got some big news right here.
Okay.
Hold on to your hat or
okay.
your half.
Yeah.
The blonde side of your head. Hold on to that because it might just blow right off. Scream Factory is releasing a double feature Blu-ray of Troll 1 and 2.
Oh.
That'll make you want to take your own life.
Okay.
I think. Have you seen either one of those movies?
I don't think so. I heard you guys when you did the show.
Oh, me and Dale?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I get it. They're so bad that they're good, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's not something you need to own, I don't think. It's something that's like, hey, it's on TV. Oh, let's sit around and make fun of it.
I think you should own it.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it.
Just put it as part of your collection.
I'm not buying it.
But have somebody else buy it for you.
That's what I'll probably... I don't want anybody I know to waste their money on Troll 1 and 2. What kind of... I don't care. I don't even care. I was going to ask about the special features, but I don't care. I just realized that. I don't give a crap about Troll 1 and 2 or the special features. How about this? Evil Dead 4. Been some talk about that.
Oh.
Sam Raimi has leaked the plot details of it.
Okay.
There's going to be two Ashes.
Wow.
Yeah, because what happened, and this... I don't know if this is going to make sense, really, but... Army of Darkness,
mm-hmm.
You've seen it, you love it. You remember the ending of it where he's an S-Mart and the chick
yes.
gets possessed.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the original ending of Army of Darkness.
Oh.
And if you get one of the special edition DVDs or Blu-rays, you can see the original ending, which has him, they don't really transport him back to the future. What they do is give him like a hibernation drug and
uh-huh.
he sleeps his way to the future.
Oh, okay.
But being Ash, he of course fucks that up, takes too much of it and sleeps his way past the present and into the way future.
Uh-huh.
And he wakes up in like this post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Oh, okay.
So.
I was hoping you weren't going to say space.
No.
Okay.
No, that might be cool though. So what Raimi wants to do is incorporate both Ashes. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to have Ash 1 that woke up or that somehow magically got transported here. But then you're going to have future Ash.
Okay.
That I guess somehow they're going to collide or come together in some
Okay,
situation.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds interesting, right?
Yeah.
Check out a two Ash situation.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like I am fading in and out of here. We're going to pause this for All right, so yeah, Ash, two Ashes, Evil Dead 4. I'm in love with it. Have you, you're on Netflix, have you checked out the Hemlock Grove series yet?
Mm-mm.
Not bad.
Not bad?
It's kind of like a high school situation with vampires and werewolves, but it's plenty of gory.
Oh, is it?
And it had a pretty cool werewolf transformation, too.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, the wolf has to come out of the guy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, his eyes fly out and he explodes into a wolf kind of a
situation. Wow.
That's pretty badass. Season 3 is hitting Netflix October 23rd. What is that, 10 days from now?
Oh,
something like
great.
That?
Great. Now I got another show on my list.
Just something to check out, man. I don't want to bog you down with too many cool shows there, Monica. I know you're a busy lady. UK trailers are up for Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Looks as boring mm-hmm. as I thought it would be.
Oh, okay.
Lots of frilly 18th century dandies prancing around with...
Right.
I don't know, man. What do you think? You think it's worth checking out? Have you seen the trailers yet?
No, but you were talking about this a while back.
I'm not in love with it. I tried to read the book 26 times, got bored to my out of my pants every time I did.
Oh, geez. I don't think we should, like, watch it.
Tea and strumpets? Crumpets?
Yeah.
What are they? Strumpets are whores, right?
I don't
know. And a crumpet is like a pastry?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know either, man. I don't know, but I know I'm not into that. Lastly, here's some big news. You a board game player, are you? Monopoly?
Yeah.
A little bit? You familiar with Monopoly?
Oh, yeah.
H.P. Lovecraft's Cthulhu Monopoly.
Oh, I saw that.
I'm psyched for that.
That would be cool.
I'm going to pick that up. I never liked playing Monopoly because I'm not very good at it. Yeah. I like to buy up shit that apparently nobody ever lands on. And then I go broke and then I need to borrow money from somebody else.
We always alter the game as we play.
That's what I do too because I end up broke very fast. And then I'm like, hey, I need a low interest home loan.
It's really funny. We used to play that all the time with my dad. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after he passed away that we found that the chair that he used to sit in was full of Monopoly money.
Oh, look at you.
He would pull out.
Oh, God. Dirty. Playing dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Would he win all the time, too?
He would win all the time. Of course he would.
Fucking cheating, man.
Yeah, we'd be like, how do you have so much money?
Well, it's because he's fucking sitting. He's calls out. Yeah, he calls it like a personal interest. Forget it. Very cool. That's all we got on the horror news, kid. You got anything?
Mm-mm.
All righty. Let's get into some listener mail action. Looks like we have the usual suspects up this week. I need to play the thing. I'm all out of my wits today, Monica.
Today is an off day for
it
some
is,
reason.
Dude, I just got off the road. You know? You got off, you're full of pasta and stuff.
Oh my God, I'm cleansing today.
Me too. Dude, I just got back from California.
Uh-huh.
All right, took my wife and son to Thunder Valley, casino resort. Nothing but junk food and energy drinks all weekend long.
Uh-huh.
And booze, of course. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm a big fat filth pig right now.
<That's>
a deal. Just before we started the show, my wife's like, what are we doing for dinner? I'm like, you want to order a pizza? How about a salad, you big tub of lard? All right, listener mail.
Listener mail.
Start things off on the email side. We got Crackhouse Matt coming in. Subject line, time really flies. Padded room motherfucking podcast. I can't believe how long it's been since I've checked in with you guys. I like what you've done with the place in my absence. New listeners bringing back old segments. Booby photos getting passed around. All good things. It might seriously be time to update the email, though. I know you did the Padded Room 2011 thing because you figured there wasn't a chance in hell you'd be doing this for more than a year. But hey, it's 2015. Are you telling me that someone actually registered the Padded Room podcast at hotmail.com before you got a chance? Just saying. Actually, that's exactly what happened there, Crackhouse Matt. I said, I'm back in 2011, I'm setting up the email for this thing. I'm like, okay, Padded Room at hotmail.com. No. The Padded Room at Hotmail.com. No. Padded Room Podcast at Hotmail.com. No. The Padded Room spelt with like zeros instead of O's.
Oh,
like
okay.
R00M. Uh-huh. No. Already taken. Oh, fucking. Finally, the only thing I boiled it down to was The Padded Room 2011 at Hotmail.com.
Oh.
And now, to be honest with you, I'm afraid to give that up because if I do, then what the fuck? I'm probably just have to change it to Darian's House of Email or something.com. It's officially my favorite time of the year. I love the fall, and October is by far the best month, and not just because my birthday is on Halloween. We get football at least 3 days out of the week. The weather starts getting cooler, and we get the returns of The Walking Dead and American Horror Story, and many channels give us their 13 days of Halloween horror movie marathons. Seriously, what's not to love? We're also getting into the meat and potatoes rounds of the Terra Dome. I'm a little bitter that that little bitch Samara took out my horse, Michael Myers. I at least still have my team in the mix, so for the Terra Dome this week, you know how I'm going to take the Umbrella Corporation for a win in the teams. Oh, shit. Slow down there, Matt. I'm not ready for you. Got technical difficulties over here. It's hot as balls in this room. I'm a little funky because I've been driving all day. What are you saying here? Umbrella for the teams. Very good. The teams for the singles division. I am also going to take Kerry White over Colonel Herzog. You son of a bitch. How dare you? How could you do that to me, Matt? I've been saying for years that Kerry is the dark horse of this tournament, and given the right scenarios, I think she could take the whole thing. Ranged telepathy attacks are a real bitch to contend with. Not if you're a Nazi zombie. Yeah. My argument's pretty weak, but whatever. A few episodes back, Darian was talking about the smelly dudes at the game store he went to. Well, if it wasn't known already, I am also a big geek, and I still play a few games that take me to the game store every now and then when I'm not working. I need to tell you, between the game store and the gym I attend, I'm seriously thinking about buying a billboard space or something and putting out a public service announcement regarding personal hygiene and body odor. There is a dude at the game store last time I was there that smelled so fucking ripe I literally couldn't breathe.
Wow.
Being one of the more mature members in the audience, I pulled the guy aside and told him that he may want to head out and take a shower, as I am sure he is offending everyone's nasal passages in the room. Luckily, he took it well and left shortly thereafterwards, at which point I got a standing ovation from everyone else there. That's the worst, man.
Wow.
Fucking stinky dudes. God. I'll give you a free pass at the gym.
Uh-huh.
I'm willing to bet that on occasion, I am the stinky guy at the gym. Just because sometimes I go straight to the gym before I take a shower. So, uh-huh. You know.
Yeah.
You get a little ripe there, but it's a gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't go to the fucking game shop or the supermarket or the movie theater smelling like asshole.
What if you just left the gym and you got to run in there real quick?
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
But you got to be like, hey, I got to go. Or, you know, roll the windows down in the car. That's the worst thing about being the stinky guy is you never know that you're the stinky guy.
Oh.
You know, because at a certain point, your brain just says, ah, you're fine. And you don't smell yourself anymore. And then you just have to wait until somebody flips you off or something. That's the worst. Everyone else there, I guess this guy had been a noxious plague for months and no one could bring themselves to tell the poor guy. What's weird is that the guy was married and even had a kid. My wife would never let me step out of the house if I smelled like that or anywhere near her. Yeah. See, that's the thing right there. You gotta have people around you that are okay to tell you when you're the stinky guy.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she'll kick me in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not the stinky guy. Sometimes she just does it just to remind me that I could at a later point be the stinky guy. I'm seriously considering just packing some extra deodorant and some hand sanitizer or something, since it is apparent that I will keep having to deal with smelly people everywhere I go. This is probably my third listener mail to you guys talking about this very issue. I am still scarred from the events that unfolded at the gym a year or two ago. Yeah. Nothing too terribly weird or exciting in the real estate world. I am about due for something really fucked up to happen, so I will keep you posted. I've just had the usual squatters breaking into my vacant listings and setting up residences. Sadly, Maryland has squatters' rights, so even though they are broke in and are living there unlawfully, we actually have to go through the eviction process with the courts to get them out. I'm fucking with them now, as one by one I am turning off the gas, then the power, then the water, and seeing how long they hold out. It does dawn on me that if I ever wanted to kill people, squatters might be the perfect choice. I mean, they are living somewhere illegally, so if I broke in quotation marks, they couldn't really call the cops. Maybe I can give Alan a plane ticket and $100 for ammo, and he can remedy the situation. Anyways, that's all I got for this week, kids. Keep up the great work, Monica, and I will check in with you later. Hey, what about me? Hey, fuck off, Matt. I do plenty of heavy lifting around here, you son of a bitch. Crackhouse Matt out.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Have Alan come down.
That sounds like the plot of a horror movie right there. It does. Some fucking broke bastards move into an abandoned house and then find out the pissed off real estate agent has had enough and he's in there shanking people.
That sounds like a perfect movie.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Matt flying to Maryland. You know, he actually has, I don't know if he still has it or not, but he actually has an abandoned mental asylum. Crack House Matt does.
I thought he posted something like that a while back.
I don't know if he still has it, but at one point there's like a mental asylum out there that's completely abandoned and they just handed him the keys, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that shit though.
We need to stay the weekend in there.
I could do a weekend.
Yes.
Freak me right out. I hope they. Let's have them turn the plumbing back on, though. You know.
Okay.
I'm gonna want to. Well, now that I'm all sensitive about being the stinky guy.
Maybe we need a pull trailer outside with running water.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, that'll work if the plumbing's not working.
You're only allowed to use the bathroom. That's it.
Well, I'm gonna want a shower, though. You know.
Okay.
Even though that's probably because if I'm gonna get killed in there, it's gonna be while I'm taking a shower. God damn it! I'm gonna start doing sit-ups. Kevin coming in. Tokyo, Japan. Subject line, correction. Sorry, I meant the thing, not it. Oh, from last week's three on a meat hook. That is what happens when I quickly jot off an email while multitasking with two kids. For black and white movies, my top two. Number one, Night of the Living Dead. Number two, the original I Am Legend, or Last Man on Earth. That is also available on archive.org since it's in the public domain. All right, single, we're going to the Terra Dome. In singles, vote goes to Carrie. God damn it. Well, it looks like it's going to be an early year for me. Votes goes to the Umbrella Corporation. Indeed, they are rich, powerful, have giant mutant zombies to throw at anybody who attacks. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get around that one, isn't it? Shit. Kevin at Lonely Bob on Twitter. Very cool, Kev. We got some voicemails here. I believe this to be Jesse, though I could be wrong.
Jesus, I didn't mean to do that on the
wow
message here. But
you all right,
what's
pal?
What's up, guys? First of all, fuck you allergies.
You right?
Fuck you sinuses. It's fall, which means my allergies are crazy.
Welcome to the club.
But the shitty thing for me is, every day of my life, I feel like all 365 days of the year, I wake up with fucking allergy problems. And it's just like...
Hookworm,
it's
dude.
It's ridiculous. And I have allergy medicine that I probably should take, but I'm a procrastinator. I'm lazy. For some reason, I guess, I don't know, I just am so used to waking up with shitty phlegm in my mouth and my nose running. I should really correct that because it's kind of fucked up that I've lived with it this long. But, yeah, so I need to get better taking my medicine. Maybe I wouldn't wake up like this every fucking day. Excuse me. Three on a meat hook, black and white movies.
What do you think?
Around this time of year, October, Halloween time, I always associate with the old Universal movies for some reason.
Right on.
And they weren't even the first horror movies I've watched. I watched a lot of them recently, so it's not like I grew up on them, so I really don't know why, but for some reason, Halloween time to me is always time to watch old Universal, old stuff on TCM, like Vincent Price movies.
And yeah, buddy.
Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff movies, stuff like Mad Monster, although I've never seen that one. So my top three, I'll start with number three. I'm going to say Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
That's a good one.
This movie is really funny.
It is.
And it also has Dracula, Frankenstein, and the Wolfman in it. But Abbott and Costello are great, in my opinion. And this movie showcases why. Their dialogue, their timing, everything is perfect. And it's great seeing Bela Lugosi as Dracula in his second and, I believe, last performance of the role.
Yep.
So if you guys haven't seen that, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Number two would be Night of the Living Dead.
Awesome.
It's a classic.
Of course.
That damn part in the graveyard, no matter how many times I've watched this movie, still gets to me at the beginning. You know, they're coming for you, Barbara, and then the zombies come. And
Something that about that just, one zombie.
There's something creepy to it, no matter how many times you see it.
He's like palming the glass of the car window.
And my number one would have to be Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
The original Frankenstein is good, but Bride is a classic. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. We get to hear the monster speak, and when he speaks, he says something very profound. I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't seen the movie, but Bride of Frankenstein is awesome.
Righteous.
Terradome. Sorry, Darian, but I got to pick Carrie over Colonel Herzog.
Come on!
Even though Colonel Herzog is awesome. And teams, I will take the Umbrella Corporation over the Hunters. I just think that's too much of a mismatch.
It is.
And I agree with you guys, you know, that somebody, if they're good at directions, would be able to direct me to drive. As far as I know, everybody that I'm have calling in my the life cops. Would probably react too slowly to a situation, so we would end up dying in the first, like, 10 seconds. They would say there's a car to your right 5 seconds after it hit us.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go very well.
Yeah. Probably.
And
just...
last but not least, Monica, I'm not trying to pick on you, but you mentioned two movies in the same sentence that I don't think should ever be mentioned together.
What did you do?
You said Tucker and Dale and Poultrygeist. No offense, you're great on the podcast. Can't wait to have you on Horrorcopia, but comparing the wonderful movie that is Tucker and Dale to Poultrygeist, I can't live in a world where that is possible.
I love that movie.
You've been overruled.
I hear that again. It made me sad.
You hurt so Jesse's feelings, Monica.
I'm going to pretend that that never happened.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
If I don't, I'll probably be in the corner listening to him or some goth band or something and crying my eyes out.
Okay, let's not take it personally.
Have a good show, guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Youch.
Those are both great movies.
No, they're not. One is a great movie. The other is poo.
The special effects in that
so
movie.
So says Jesse, Monica.
So good.
No, they weren't. Oh, you're terrible. You're a terrible person. Speaking of terrible people.
Hey, CP. I'm calling
about
30 minutes into Exeter, the immersion therapy this week. And I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, he's mad.
This is such a waste of alcohol.
It
I'll
is.
I'll get back to you later.
Well, I mean, is he talking? Did he drink a lot, or are they drinking too much in the movie? Or
I don't know.
30 minutes in. I don't remember.
I was like, this. We started this movie, and it was like, boom, action. It started.
Yeah.
I liked that.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about there, GP. He called back. Hopefully he's going to explain himself a little bit better. Maybe he's hammered because he was wasting alcohol watching Exeter.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. He's hammered.
Let's see first.
You're going to puke?
I will take Carrie White over Herzog.
God
and I will take the Umbrella Corporation over the Elite Hunting Company because they're more militarily endowed. As far as black and white movies go for your meat hook thing, you kind of almost got to take Night of the Living Dead and Universals off because everybody picks those.
It's true.
But as far as I go, in no particular order, I would pick King Kong.
Very nice.
The Old Dark House, 19...
Oh, I love that movie.
Boris Karloff, that's a pretty freaking cool one.
I quote that movie to
and
my wife all the time.
The Thing from Another Planet.
Really?
You know who else likes The Thing from Another Planet?
John Carpenter.
Tom Atkins.
And Tom Atkins.
So if you really have a problem with The Thing from Another Planet, you can just kiss me and Tom Atkins' ass.
I'm going to kiss you hard.
Another thing, War of the Worlds. You're on crack, dude.
Who?
The opening was black and white as like the newsreel thing, but it was filmed in Technicolor.
Was it really?
So it wasn't colorized. It was filmed that way.
It was colorized.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's been a while since I've seen that one. And I am on crack.
Immersion Therapy Exeter. You know, I wasted 2 bottles of beer and about a half a pint of sake.
Sake?
This thing,
wow.
In case you
exotic.
Wondering. Fuck, man. not the worst fucking thing to watch. The opening was, like, bullshit. Stephen Lang was a... I love Stephen Lang. He's, like, one of my favorite character actors. And he was pretty much a fucking waste in this movie.
He was.
I hated every one of those douchebags. I wanted them all to die. Except maybe for that raven-haired chick.
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
I would have banged her till my balls fell off.
Me too.
And let her die. But other than that, man,
I would have banged the blonde, too.
The ending is totally fucking blue.
Well.
I mean, she would...
Really?
I'm into it. It
sucks.
Now, it's kind of a shame that you didn't go with From the Dark, because I did watch that.
Oh, did you?
And I was ready to rip that one a new asshole.
I wasn't
too,
mad at that one.
On that, I'm home alone. I got more alcohol that I need to dispose of.
Very nice.
And I got a shit ton more of better movies to watch. So,
feel free to drunk dial.
Maybe hold a good time, because I'm sure I will. All right?
All righty.
Love y'all.
Love you.
How the fuck do I turn this thing off?
I don't know what you're doing.
When does GP happen when I really need to turn off? Hold on.
Would you like me to hang up on you?
Come on!
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Nope, you're still on there.
Just hang up on me.
Okay.
My phone fucking sucks. Hold on. Wait, I think I got it. Bye.
Bye. Yep.
He's hammered. Very nice, GP. I'm with you on the immersion therapy. It's, I mean, I wasn't furious at it, but it wasn't anything to write home about. Oh, here comes the man from Herocopia. Alan is in the house.
Padded room. What's up?
What's up,
so,
dude?
Give me Herzog.
Thank you.
And Umbrella, Monica's question. See, what I would do is we'd all be like friends and fight the zombies and stuff. And then when it got under control, I would kneecap them and leave them for the horde. That's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
You too, Alan. Yeah, I mean... That was a kind of an extenuating situation that they found themselves in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was like a drug dealer that killed all my friends, but you said it was somebody of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to, if she's hot, that's going to buy her some time with a D-man. If she's not, then I'm probably with that. Well, we'll get into that in the old question of the episode there. I wonder if Snow Beast actually has a trailer. I'm sure it does. Friggin' made for TV movie. God damn it. Oh, yuck. All right, let's get into a movie then. Tell you what, buddy. The sounds of that trailer, we're in for one hell of a ride.
Too bad it didn't sound as good as it should have looked.
There's nothing good about this, any of this, really. We're talking about Snow Beast from 1977. It's a goddamn TV movie made for TV, Monica.
Sorry.
Poor shit. Oh, starring Bo Svenson, Yvette Mimieux, and Robert Logan, directed by Herbert Waterston and written by Joseph Stefano. I'd like to have those two taken out and shot. What do you got here? You got a ski resort. Hot stuff going on there. A lot of this is 1977. So, what is it? What was it about the late 70s where we all signed off on chicks looking as homely as possible? And I guess we all just thought that was hot for some reason. Like, this movie starts with these two. I guess honestly, the one that survived, I couldn't tell if she was a dude or a chick.
Oh, from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's got, like, short hair, but it's all bushy, just like everybody else's, and she's dressed like a guy.
The cute one got killed.
Yeah. They're, you know, two snow bunnies, you know, traipsing about the hills and the woods there, and then one of them hears, like, a fucking Bigfoot, right? It's Bigfoot is what it is. But when he makes his sound, it sounded like squealing car tires to me.
Oh.
It's like...
The sound I thought was good. Too bad we never got to see him.
Oh, you got to see like his hand. And you saw his
wow.
face. You got to see his face for like an eighth of a second when he's looking in the window. And he's like, and then that's it. So you got these two snow bunnies, you know, traipsing around the woods there. And then one of them's like, hey, I thought I heard something. And then the other one's like, oh, okay. So they stop for a second, and then we cut to POV cam, and one of them is like, no, 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 oh, no, no. And then, boom, fade to red. That's how we know when somebody got killed in this movie, is the screen fades to red.
Yeah.
This is made for TV movies, so you can't really show anything. So here's a fade to a red fade for you. And then we cut that. We get to opening credits and Snow Beast and all that horse shit. And then we cut to the resort itself, which apparently is owned by this old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her grandson working there, and he's like the captain of the ski patrol.
Mm-hmm.
If that dude's not pulling some serious ass, then he is clearly homosexual. Or maybe he's pulling dude ass. I don't know. Whatever you're into there, Tony. His name's Tony, and his grandmother owns the place. But she's like this beloved community figure there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sees her and they're like, hey, it's old woman winner there, or whatever her name was. Look at her. She owns the ski place. She's pretty hot stuff. We're about to crown the, what was it? The queen of the snow winter or whatever it was. Queen of the ice ball.
Yeah.
Is what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, whatever their festival
yeah,
was.
Yeah, ice festival. Mm-hmm. Winter festival, whatever the mm-hmm. hell. And apparently it's a big deal. They like rent out a hall and they have this big party. And then the reigning queen has to turn over her queenly vestments to the new queen or whatever. And really, there's no perks to being the queen except that you get to drive around in a beat-up-ass Bronco
mm-hmm.
that says Queen's Carriage on the side. I guess, you know, if you're hard up for transportation.
We didn't even get to see the pageant.
No, because once this fucking party wrecker shows up and dicks that all up. All right, so we meet all these people and the queen there, and she's all ready to turn over her thing. And then, but then the radio fires up on the ski patrol, and they're like, hey, Tony, we got a problem. So Tony takes off to like this weird little fucking like first aid cabin that's out in the woods there.
Yeah.
Gets up there, and we meet Heidi. Heidi's the chick that survived the attack that we saw before the credits. Mm-hmm. Her friend Jenny is the one that got fucked up by Bigfoot, and she's missing now, so we have a serious problem. Tony's like, okay, I'll be right there. I'm gonna bang some chicks once I get there, so got that. He gets up there and he meets Heidi, and Heidi's like, it was this crazy animal. It came out of the woods. It was big and it was hairy, and oh my god. And she's acting really distraught about it, except she looks like a guy, and I didn't know.
He does,
right?
Yeah.
Especially in this movie, because
yeah.
she's got like a big jacket on, it's like a army jacket. And she's got short hair. If her name wasn't Heidi, I wouldn't have known. I would have been like that individual. It's Pat. It's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Hmm.
So she's up there. She's telling him the whole story. Tony and his ski patrol guys are up there. They're like, "Well, sir, I mean, ma'am. Well, clearly you've been skiing a lot today, and your friend must have just fallen off a cliff or something. I don't think there's any kind of a big bear animal thing up here. You just take it easy there, sweetie." And she's like, "I'm telling you, there's a goddamn furry guy type of a dude out here, and he's jacking people up." They're like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." They take her back. They start with the search and rescue, trying to find Jenny. They give it, they give it like a day, and then they're like, "Well, I don't know." about that time, we get some new characters coming to town. You've got Gar.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for Gar. and his wife, Ellen, I believe, played by Bo Svenson and Yvette Mimieux. Again, with this homeliness in the chick. Everybody, Yvette rolls in and all the guys are like giving her the googly eyes. She's not attractive. Am I wrong?
I think it was just being blonde back then.
She wasn't blonde.
She was dirty blonde.
She had like brown hair. And she just walked around acting extremely put upon and downtrodden in this movie. Gar is, you know, he just hasn't been the same. She's married to Gar.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she had a thing at one point with Tony.
Yeah.
But she decided to go with Gar instead.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Tony and Gar were like Olympic skiers at one point, mm-hmm. like 1968. They won the gold medal, and then Tony went on to work for his grandma, and Gar went on to do absolutely nothing. Well, you picked the right guy there, didn't you, sweetie? That's what you get for banging two guys that are best friends. Tony's kind of hung up on Ellen, and Ellen looks like she probably wants to bang him.
Mm-hmm.
And Gar is just walking around acting like a sad set of tits that he is. They get there, they meet Tony, and they're like, you know, they have the big, "Hey, good to see you, man." And then Gar's like, "Well, I'm a loser. I need a job." He's like, "All right, I'll hire you for something or other." So that's cool. They got that worked out. And then there's like this sexual tension between Ellen and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in Ellen's shoes. Mm-hmm. What are you going to work out a threesome? Or you going to start nailing Tony but stay with Gar? Or?
I would have already done Tony.
Right. Like. Well, I'm assuming Ellen did too, right? Because she's like giving him the sexy eyes.
Yeah, we would have went off skiing somewhere. And then, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to stay married to Gar, but start.
I'm going to hope Gar dies somewhere on
the
slopes.
Wow.
He has an accident and falls off a cliff somewhere.
He's not a bad looking dude, though, right?
Yeah, for back then,
He's like, you know, 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, obviously, he's not doing something right.
You got to get him off the couch is what you got to do, man. They're like, "Well, he hasn't done anything since 1968. Okay, it's 1977. All right? You're going to tell me for 11 years, this motherfucker, or 9 years, sorry, this motherfucker hasn't done anything?"
Apparently not.
Well, I'm going to make a new policy with my wife. I'm taking 9 years off.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to watch a lot of movies, and yeah, she's going to have to get a second job or something. All right, so that's what's going on. As this drama is unfolding, one of Tony's ski patrol dudes is like, "Hey, there's that old barn out there on the back side of the slope there. Maybe Jenny went over there, so I'm going to go. It's my day off, but I'm going to go over there and check it out anyway." Tony's like, "Hey, go ahead. I'm going to nail my friend's wife here." So he goes out there. I don't remember this guy's name, but he had no business being on the ski patrol at all. Because he's... Really, all this movie is like 8 or 10 ski montages loosely stitched together with some dramatic acting. That's it. That's all it is.
Yes.
One montage after the other with the flutes in the background and... Woo! Woo! So that's what we get here. One of these goddamn ski montages. This dude's like going through the slopes and the trees, and he's, you know, we got some pretty nice scenery wherever the hell this was shot.
Wow.
All right. Eventually, he comes over a little ledge there, and he like trips over his own ski.
Mm-hmm.
This.
I'm not a skier, so I don't know.
Me neither, but I know that this is the guy that I don't want coming to my rescue. I can tell you that. Can't even handle some rocks.
damn it. He trips over his own ski, and then I think we were supposed to be under the impression that he was, like, dangling off a cliff.
Yeah.
Except that you could see that the cliff he was dangling off was, like, 8 feet high, and it was actually a pretty gradual slope. So he's, like, holding on to the trees, like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble here. If he lets go, he would have just slid to the bottom, and then he would have been fine.
Yes.
And it wasn't even that big of a drop.
Mm-mm. No.
Fuck you, 1977. This is shitty filmmaking right here. Lazy, too, you cocksuckers.
They must have not had, like, lots of stunt people back then.
No, they had plenty of cocaine, though. And that's how movies like this got made.
That's right.
Hey, let's go do some coke up in the ski lodge. Okay, bring the cameras and that silly gorilla suit thing. We're going to tell them we're making a movie. All right.
Yes.
So they get up there. Well, he's dangling on there. And then we cut back to POV cam with the squealing car tire sounds. And basically, we see this guy as he's hanging off the cliff. We get a hairy, like, palm, face palm thing comes down and then fade to red. He got his face grabbed is what's happening. So this dude's in trouble. All right. Shit. Cut back to Tony and Gar. They are too busy having this weird love triangle thing going on and all this crapola. They don't even notice that guy's missing.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy, like, trying to... Tony's having lunch with Ellen, and Gar's, like, watching from the distance, and he's like, ugh.
He didn't seem very, like, concerned.
I wouldn't either. She was a sorry... I would not be married to her, man. She, number one, she's not that attractive, honestly. Even, like, if she was, like, you know, done up by today's standards and had a neck tattoo or something, yeah. She's still not that attractive, number one. Number two, she had the personality of a dish rag. All she did was follow Gar around and give him stink eyes all the time. You know?
Yeah.
That's why he didn't get off the couch. She's fucking depressing. Every time he gets off the couch, she's like, moo. You know?
I don't want to sleep with you. I'm still thinking about Tony.
Perfect. I want a divorce. I'm going to go bang a, get a Korean massage. Squeeze one out all over her. Excellent. And since you make all the money, then we're going to need to discuss the alimony check. All right, so that's what's sad. They don't give a shit about this. What's his name? Tony talks to his grandma. He's like, hey, grandma, I think we need to do something here because Heidi, the man girl over there, said that there's a big hairy thing running around jacking people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't think so, Tony. You got some weird dubious plan of shutting down the resort so I have to close it, and then you're going to sell it and make a lot of money, but I don't think so. He's like, all right, well, I tried to warn you. I'm going to call the sheriff and tell him this ridiculous story. Calls the sheriff. Sheriff wasn't there for that one. He was, like, off doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets the message, but by then, the ski patrol guy is already missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shit. All right, that's happening. Some more dramatic acting involved while all this is going on. This movie's an hour and 26 minutes. That's probably a good 40 minutes of that was just ski montages,
yes,
right?
Yes,
with the, jazz flute in the background.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, all right. It's making my head hurt. Okay. Well, guess what there, Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for the big snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get the gymnasium set up, and we're going to crown the snow queen, and she's going to get the keys to the Bronco. So we need to get all this shit together because it's party time here at the Snow Lodge or whatever this place is.
Yes.
So they're in there setting up the decorations. There's like 15, 20 people there. It's they're getting ready to crown the Snow Queen. Oh, shit. We have a party crasher because Bigfoot actually shows up at the snowball. Now, I'm not exactly sure what happened other than he knocked on the window and then everybody had a shit a shit attack and started running and screaming like maniacs. I get it. Bigfoot, scary guy, right?
Uh-huh.
But you would think somebody would be like, hey, it's Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
No, they just freak out and start running back and forth.
Yeah, you could have ran right into him.
Hey, there he is. All right, just don't let him in here. Keep him outside. Everybody get your camera phones. We'll take pictures of him. Maybe he just wanted to use the bathroom or something, you
mm-hmm.
know? I don't know. Everybody's freaking out. Now, I don't know if anybody actually got hurt here or not, because all that happens is the reigning Snow Queen has a panic attack, runs out to her car and opens the door, and then fade to red.
Now, I don't know if Bigfoot was in her car waiting for her. He may have taken her out to a nice dinner. We don't know what happened.
Kind of ironic how he waited for her.
You know, she is the Snow Queen, so maybe that's one of the perks is you get to spend a lovely evening with Bigfoot.
Well, he wanted to reproduce, I guess.
Wow. If you're in the mood for a raping, you might as well start with the Queen of the Snow there in whatever place this is. God damn it. I don't know if anybody died there or not, but she opens the car. I was kind of given the impression that she opened the door and there was a dead body in there because she opens the door and she's like, oh, fuck. And then fade to red.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what's going on. In all this craziness, Grandma falls down and like breaks her hip.
Of course.
But Gar is there and he like hoists her up and gets her to the ambulance. As they're loading her into the ambulance, she's like, oh, Tony, I'm so sorry. I should have listened to you. That fucking thing is going to kill everybody now. I should have just shut it down. So they shut down the ski resort after that because they know that they got a wild goddamn Bigfoot out there and he's jacking people up. Now we get a sit down with Gar and Tony and the sheriff and Ellen, and they're like, hey, there's a goddamn thing out there and it's killing people and that's scary. So we're going to shut down the resort, and then the four of us are going to go out there like the A-team and track this thing down. Cause that's the A-team I want right there.
Yeah.
Alcoholic sheriff, two washed up, Olympic skiers. And one morose lady who nobody actually likes.
I don't know what she was going to do.
Fuck you, 1977. Made for TV movies. Bullshit.
I think there were better than this TV movies.
She's going. Her plan was to go up there and get her gangbang on. She's going to see how many facials she can get out in the snow.
Well, there was a lot of those in the 70s.
Yeah, I would imagine. All right. Wonder what her pubic situation looked like. All right, they get out there. They think they're gonna figure this thing out. Sheriff's got like this camper trailer thing that they drive up there. I think they had him narrowed down to like one particular slope or something, or they're like following his footprints. They're like, all right, we're gonna figure this thing out. They get up there, they get walking around, nothing. It's like below freezing out. Start following. Eventually, Ellen picks up on the footprints there, and she's like, hey, I think I found him. So they go taking off after him, well, following the tracks anyway. They follow it for like a day, and then they lose the tracks, and then they're camped out there in the trailer. When they wake up the next morning, there is a mysterious pile of logs sitting on a slope above the trailer, and Bigfoot comes and he kicks the pile over. So all the logs come rushing down. The sheriff is in the car. All the logs come rushing down, and they knock over the trailer with the sheriff inside.
Mm-hmm.
Kills the sheriff.
Imagine that.
Shit. Well, now we're right back to Love Triangle City. He's dead, and then they all have rifles, so they start shooting at Bigfoot, but I don't think they hit him, or if they did, he didn't care. All right, so they lose him. Now they're on foot, which sucks because it's like below 20 or whatever it is. They're out there walking around. They get out there. They're like walking around trying to find him. They pick up the tracks again. Eventually, they track him down and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the end of your movie.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, man.
Yes.
This hour and 26 minutes, this.
Yes.
It took me about 18 minutes to walk you through the entire plot.
It was bad.
It was very bad. It was very bad. Monica?
I'm sorry I picked it.
It's not your fault, but the thing is that these are public domain movies, all right? So at some point, the creative team behind it said, we don't want to be associated with this piece of crap anymore. So let's just not pay the fees and just take it and get it away from me.
I can see why.
Which is exactly how I felt watching this movie. I couldn't wait for this movie to be over.
I thought maybe there was a hope that I'd get to see the Snow Beast.
You get to see like his face for like 2 seconds, and you get to see like his hairy forearm and some neat tracks. You get to see his tracks in the snow. Very pristine looking tracks.
Well, they did remake it.
Oh, they did a remake.
That one was from 2011 remake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that another made-for-TV movie?
I don't know. It stars
absolutely nobody.
Oh, Jason London.
And that's a good sign.
John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
You know when he's in a movie, it's got to be bad.
Oh, God. Anytime there's like a soap opera actress that shows up or somebody you recognize from a game show. What happened to Jason London, man?
I don't know.
After Dazed and Confused, he was supposed to be the next guy.
He was one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was good. And then all of a sudden, he popped up in like Dracula 3 and a bunch of sci-fi flicks.
B-movies.
Yeah, and now that's pretty much what he's been relegated to.
And I can't even think of the name of the comedy one where they're... Is it called Poor White Trash?
I don't remember.
Or just White Trash?
I don't know what you're talking about. Young.
Is that her name?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. It's a comedy, so it shouldn't even be on here.
I got a kill count of 3. Well, could be 4, because I still don't know what the hell happened at the snowball.
Yeah.
There may be a dead body in there that we missed, or maybe the Snow Queen got jacked up or something. I'm going to say 4.
He was sitting in there jerking off.
She interrupted
waiting
him.
Waiting for her.
I'd be pissed off, too. Oh, fucking Snow Queen is coming. Yeah. We've got to get this one out. And then boom.
She shows up.
Close the door. Mm-hmm. This is a bad movie, Monica.
Yes.
Avoid Snow Beast from 1977 if you can. Mm-hmm. Or like last week's movie, this one would be good for a riff track. Or if you are absolutely stoned out of your mind, you might really get into it somehow.
Yeah. See,
the worst part was when Gar and Tony were in the hot tub. And they're having this conversation about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, hey, you're fucking my wife, but you gave me a job, so I have to let it slide. How about that Bigfoot thing going on?
Yeah, yeah, that was awkward.
How about you get a little Bigfoot?
Yeah, the awkward scene there.
Hey, you know how, like, from 9 to 10:30 at night, there's a lot of rhythmic thumping coming out of your living room? Yeah, I've been having that problem, too. Just don't worry about it. I'm going to look into it. I'll come by around 9:30 and check it out.
Wow.
Oh, it's terrible, man. Mm-hmm. It's a bad show. And also way too dramatic with the acting, I thought. You know,
yes.
A lot of yelling for no reason.
Yeah, unnecessary. Overacting.
Yeah, but again, cocaine in the 70s, right? If you're going to act, you got to turn it up to 25 on the acting scale because... You're probably not going to get another job acting.
I guess. I'm trying to remember when my family started doing cocaine. I think it was early 80s.
Yeah, that's about... That was like the sweet spot right there. Pre-AIDS. Oh, all right. There you have it. That's Snow Beast from 1977.
Maybe we should watch the remake and compare.
I think I'm gonna. Just because I'm feeling particularly masochistic. I'm sure it's just as bad. It's probably a sci-fi original or something.
Yeah, I'll try to find
it. I'm gonna pull it up real quick on IMDb. I want to see what it's rated.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any boobs or blood in that, I'm going to be seriously amazed. Hold on. Snow Beast. Rated PG-13. Fuck you.
You'd think it would be on YouTube.
There is absolutely... Well, there's Jason London. I don't know, man. I don't know if I... It's got a 3.4 stars on IMDb.
Oh,
I think
my.
The original Snow Beast got more. Hold on. What did I say? 3.4 for the remake?
Mm-hmm.
Original... 4.6.
Oh, wow.
You're telling me the remake is worse than this piece of crap?
Oh. At least in the remake, they said you got to see the Snow Beast.
I'm checking out. I'm sure it's horrifically CGI'd Snow Beast.
Yes.
I'm checking out of the Snow Beast, Monica. I can't do it. I'm not going to put myself through that.
I'll watch it. If I find it, I'll watch it for you.
Yeah, report back to me on that. Let's take us a little break and we'll get back with some other stuff. Father's Day in the moonlight, I was on the banks of the water tonight. And as she lay there dying, calling out my name, she didn't realize the monster took her life away with me. Oh. And we are back. It's about that time of the show, Miss Monica.
Yep.
Got to get ourselves into three on a meat hook.
Mm-hmm. Three on a meat hook.
Oh, we're talking about, what are we talking? Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Horror movies that take place in the winter months.
Yes.
It's a tough one, man. I didn't really think about it, but there's actually quite a few horror movies that take place in the winter.
Yeah, I forgot all about
that. You don't really factor in that it's winter time or that there's a lot of snow. What would be your number three?
Well, this really isn't gory, but The Gray.
Oh, with the wolves and Liam Neeson.
I've
never
love
seen that
them.
One.
Oh,
pretty
my
good.
God, you gotta watch it.
Like at the end, he boxes the wolves, though, doesn't he? He like.
Yes, and I'm not wolves. Putting a spoiler on it, but if you go through the credits, you actually get more of who you think won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually show who wins the boxing match?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But you have to wait till after the credits.
After the credits.
My money's on the wolves.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah? It's like a disaster type of a thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The plane goes down.
Let's check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. My number three, Dead Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Nazi zombies. Yes.
Yes.
I actually kind of like the second one more than the first one, just because it's in English and it's funnier.
Okay.
But the first one's pretty good. I don't think the second one really had that wintry vibe to it, though.
Yeah.
It had it was in the winter, but there wasn't like snow on the ground or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I think the first one was more.
I'm taking the first one on the wintry goodness of Dead Snow.
Yes.
Plus Nazi zombies, man.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Yes.
I love me some. I don't condone Nazi-like behavior. I have nothing against Jewish people or anybody else. I wanted to go on record as stating that, but still.
Good, because I'm Jewish.
Just oh, are you?
Kidding. Just kidding.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Kidding.
What's number two looking like there, Monica?
30 Days of Night.
Ah, shit. I should have thought of that one. Fuck it. Damn it. All right.
I'm sorry.
It's a good one.
But that movie made me realize, I know you have a son now.
I do.
But if there is a child in need of help, I'm not helping.
Don't do it.
I'm not helping.
Somebody's probably using it as bait. And they're up on the rooftop following it around the fucking town.
In every movie, the good guy always dies because he goes
trying to
back.
Help a kid.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. No, so I have a strict selfish. Policy on helping kids. I'll like, if he falls down, I'll help him up or something like that. But if all of a sudden he just comes walking out of the hallway like, I am in big trouble, where I'm lost. I'm, yeah.
No, that was a fucked up movie.
Dude, those vampires were not fucking around.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to fall in love with you, Monica.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to glitter either.
Mm-mm.
They're going to rip you in half.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they'll probably throw you in that weird, that weird drilling thing, whatever, the power fucking... I don't know what was that thing anyway.
I don't know.
It had like a big grinder thing.
But
on
I don't
it.
Want to go.
I don't
in
want
it.
I don't want that. I wouldn't mind hanging out with those guys though.
That like, would be cool.
Remember that at the very beginning, Ben Foster shows up and he's like, "They're gonna kill everybody." But then they kill him too.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't want to hang out with those guys. They were like, "Oh, you've been a good boy."
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Dick. At least give me some of these flashy clothes.
Yes.
Walking around like a homeless guy. My number two, The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's badass.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's your number one.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Love that movie. You get like a claustrophobic feel up there, you know?
You do?
Yeah, because you're up in like, what are they, North Pole, South Pole? Fuck, you're not going to go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
You're done.
Yeah.
You know? And then The Thing comes and it fucks everything up. I wouldn't want to go up there even without The Thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of alcoholics up there.
I think something like that would be fun.
I've been on ship with a bunch of alcoholics.
Uh-huh.
It's no fun.
No fun?
A bunch of fist fights. I don't know. I imagine it would be like a lot like being in prison.
Uh-huh.
You know, people fighting over what we're going to watch on TV.
Yeah.
You know, food sucks.
But what if you get to stay at one of those places, research places?
I imagine that wouldn't be as bad because at least, like, there's a window of opportunity where you could go for a walk and get away from all these ass wipes.
What was the name of that one movie with Kate Beckinsale in it where she's...
It was like the same thing.
Whiteout?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Whiteout. Yeah. Okay.
That one was pretty good. Cool. That one was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number two, The Thing.
That's my number one.
is The Thing. Yeah, I probably should remember. My number one is going to be The Shining.
I thought about that.
I don't know what your problem is with The Shining. Except that you don't like good movies.
I've never watched. I can't, like.
You gotta sit down and watch the fucking movie, man.
I guess I will.
That's
try
what
to
you gotta do. Them. You just gotta watch it. It's
a
good show.
I will take one night out of this week and sit down
and
watch it.
I don't think you can watch it at work because you need to be focused. You know what I mean? Jason Harrell's like, well, I don't know what your problem is with the. Come on, man. Watch the fucking movie.
I'm going to watch it at home.
Give it a chance.
Okay.
It is kind of slow, you know. And make sure you don't watch that shitty remake, man. That thing will make you punch yourself in the dick.
There's a remake?
Yeah, it was made in 1998 with Steven Weber and Rebecca De Mornay. And what is arguably the worst kid actor ever?
I didn't even know they made it.
Don't even worry about it, for Christ's sakes, man. That's your meat hook, kids. It's winter movies. If you want to get a hold of us or let us know what your top three winter movies are, feel free to do so. The mental health hotline is 206-309-9117. Or you can get us on the email at, unfortunately, thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. That's what the email's going to be for a while.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid to try to get a new one because I don't want to, you know, lose that one and then have to...
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I think everybody has... that one in their phones already, the padded room 2011 and hotmail.com. So that's what we're doing for now, unless we build our own website, because then it would just be like Darian at thepaddedroom.com or something like that. But I don't know. I'm getting a little ambitious over here, Monica. You better get into the pterodome. A couple of fucking blowouts this week.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
Gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll let your dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale emotions. Face the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Pterodome.
And the elimination of one of your hosts. So thank you very much for that.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you started it, is what you did. Everybody said, oh, I'm going to be like Monica. Maybe she'll show me her boobs or something. I don't know. First last week's winners in singles competition, we had Carrie versus Colonel Herzog. What if they got married? Carrie Herzog.
Oh.
Right? What kind of a nasty kid would they have? I don't know.
Wow.
This one comes from Alan. She made the gun rise from his hands and turn on him. She gave him every bullet the belt had, blowing him into pieces, then used her mind to shred those pieces into even smaller pieces, turning Colonel Herzog into pink mist. With a vote of 9-3... Kerry White advances over Colonel Herzog, and I'm officially eliminated. Thank you very much for that, people. Way to look out for your host here in the padded room. In teams competition, we had the Umbrella Corporation versus the Elite Hunting Company. The dissolvement of the Eastern Bloc assets had been mathematical. The elite hunting company had simply overestimated their value. By paying off local officials and certain rival organizations, the Umbrella Corporation was able to drive them out of business and leave them behind. With a vote of 12-0, the Umbrella Corporation advances over the elite hunting company. Yeah, I kind of saw that one going that way. They just, Umbrella Corporation. It's like General Electric, pretty much. You know, they make everything, including weird biological crap.
Yeah.
Forget it. Can't do that. Oh, you got Eastern Bloc thugs. They're scary, too, but they're not going to mess around with the big thing with the big tongue, right? They got, like, shotguns and stuff. And that gang of little kids that runs around for them.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I'm still over here pondering who can actually beat Carrie.
Like a Freddy Krueger could. Yeah. He gets her in her dreams. She's gonna get fucked up. I think the djinn has put Carrie down.
Oh.
Because he offers the wish, and then she makes the wish, and then she gets trapped in the gym. See?
Really? You had to take it over there.
I'm just saying. It can be done. You're thinking Carrie's going all the way, but, you know, it could happen. Let's get into this week's matchups. In singles competition, we're in the Inferno Conference. The experiments were beginning to grow more taxing. He was in constant need of fresher subjects with which to test his reagent, but unfortunately, the campus of Miskatonic University was growing suspicious. He'd have to relocate somewhere more forgiving, somewhere where a missing person or a dead body or two wouldn't make a difference, somewhere like the inner city. Cabrini Green housing projects on Chicago's southwest side were ripe with conflict. Warring factions of various youth gangs were locked in a constant battle that was heavy on casualties. A dead body or a missing person would be business as usual. Herbert West set up his chem lab on the abandoned upper floors of the project building. The walls were adorned with graffiti, and one sang spread over and over. Sweets to the Sweet, an old reference to an even older urban legend. A serial killer of some sort, or other villain, known as the Candyman, Dr. West had no time for such ponderings as the perfection of his reagent grew near. In singles competition, we have Herbert West, Reanimator, versus the Candyman. Shit. I love me some Herbert West, but Candyman's a fucking ghost, dude. What's he going to do against a ghost? With a hook hand and bees and shit, I'm taking the Candyman. What do you think, Monica?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Candyman.
You have to, right? Whenever somebody has a heartbeat, that's already a disadvantage.
I know, but he's a nerd, so he would be able to figure out a way to kill Candyman.
He might be able to if he's quick enough.
Yeah, he's not quick, though.
He's too focused on the reagent, I feel like. Yeah. You know, unless he lures the Candyman in and he's got like a bunch of his reanimated guys, then he throws them at him, maybe.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Candyman. You say Candyman?
Yeah, Candyman.
That's two for the Candyman. All right, this next one's going to get a little silly. Oh, boy. The bird pandemic swept the nation in a bloody tide. Something had gotten into the bird population and caused them to turn hostile. They'd pecked the eyes out of every man, woman, and child from coast to coast and were now making their way north into Canada and south into Latin America. Pushing farther north into Alaska and the frozen wastes, the birds find themselves in the town of Barrow. What few birds that could survive the bitter cold find a new prey in Barrow. Neither alive nor dead, the people had mostly been killed off. What was left was another kind of predator, something bloodthirsty and savage, something that would only thrive in darkness. Teams competition, we have the birds versus the 30 Days of Night vampires. I am taking the vampires because I am sick of the birds.
Yeah, me too.
I'm taking them out of next year's competition, I decided. I don't know who I'm going to put in there, but it's not going to be the birds, God damn it. It's two for the 30 Days vampires, zero for the birds. Those are your Terradome matchups, inmates. In singles competition, we had Herbert West versus the Candyman. In teams, we had the Birds versus the 30 Days of Night Vampires. Get us your votes by next week, and we'll tell you who won.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. In the meantime, how about a little what are you looking at? I fired up the pirate ship this week, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big time. Now that I'm done running a bunch of miles. What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
The Visit from 2015.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that one? Did you get to watch that one?
I started it, but my thing didn't let me play it.
Here's the problem I have with it. I hate those kids. I hate those two kids. They weren't likable in any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, okay.
One of them is like a total film dick.
Uh-huh.
And she has to record everything and she tries to use big words.
Okay, I saw that part.
Yeah, and the other one is like, I don't know, just something about his face. I didn't like his face. You know?
So you feel the way I felt about the little poltergeist boy.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that kid. Yeah. I don't like either one of those kids. Other than that, it's not a bad show. Found footage. There's a twist at the end. I won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
It's typical Shyamalan type of a twist. The Vatican Tapes from 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you got to watch that one.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
It was all right.
I was down with
it.
It
was a good show. But the name The Vatican Tapes indicates some kind of found footage thing, which it's not. Mm. So I was kind of disappointed by that.
Do you think, I like how they put a twist on the end to make you really wonder about this.
Mm-hmm.
You think the Pope?
Could be. Maybe. If I was religious, I might buy into it somehow, but I'm not, so whatever. Whatever you say there, Popey.
I was just wondering, who is somebody that people like worship and can perform miracles for you?
I don't think the Pope has performed any miracles, has he?
No.
Chris Angel is who it is, dude.
Chris Angel is the devil.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
He's
the Antichrist,
yes,
is what he
is.
Yes. Motherfucker.
He is.
Such a handsome devil, though.
I want to share some of those powers.
Me too. I Spit on Your Grave 3, Vengeance is Mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a comedy, right?
You think so?
I felt like it was more of a comedy.
How about that scene?
Which one?
The lead pipe.
the blowjob was pretty rough, too, man. It's right down the middle. Show! But seriously, that's kind of silly, right?
No.
I felt like they just ratcheted it up like three times just to punch you in the dick. And then
I was starting to take like, by the third, meeting with the psychiatrist, I was sitting there going, do you think she is like in prison?
Yeah. Cause she's wrapped in a blanket the whole time. And you're like, what's under that blanket?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And then like this, like the one on the like the fourth visit, like she's all messed up and she's like, oh, I got in a fight.
Yeah.
And they're like, you need to quit fighting. And it's like, oh, okay. So
yeah, this lady was all down with her doing stuff, so that's when I started thinking,
All right. Yeah, I don't know, more of a comedy. Speaking of comedies, Deathgasm.
Mm-hmm.
A great show. Love that one.
Yes.
I kind of want to go black metal for just for a minute or two, you know? I don't want to go full black metal with the skin tight stuff and the face paint. Yeah, a little black metal might do me some good, I think.
That movie was great.
Beautiful, beautiful movie.
Out of Death by Dildos.
Well, they were swinging those things like a couple of ninjas, man.
I told you, see, God people are always weird.
It's true.
They got all that weird,
weird
shit in their bedroom.
Masks and ball gags. Cooties from 2014. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Not bad.
It's another zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie comedy type of thing. It had some funny moments. Wasn't the best thing I ever seen.
Mm.
And then I was at Best Buy the other day buying something for my wife, and we happened to walk by the bargain Blu-ray bin.
Mm-hmm.
The Reanimator. $8. Yes. Bringing it home. Watch The Reanimator. Beautiful movie, man. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You love
it.
Everybody loves it. It's a Reanimator. So
I also like the one he did with From Beyond.
Oh, yeah, I got that one on Blu-ray, too. And Spankable, that one.
Yeah.
Barbara Crampton. Reanimator's pretty Spankable, too, man. Well, except for the part with the severed head between the legs, because then you're like, ugh.
I guess. I had a weird thing for that old man, her father.
Oh, the dean?
Yeah.
When he gets all crazy and they put him in the straitjacket, he's like, ah. You're weird.
I know. I like old people porn.
Oh, God damn it, Monica. That's all I'm looking at, babe. What do you got?
So I watched our shows and then Vatican Tapes. I got to watch President's Day.
You told me, you said that was bad, right?
Yeah, very bad.
Oh, boy.
I got to watch Avenged, the one you were telling me about.
What'd you think of that one?
Pretty good movie.
I like, once she got into full revenge mode, it was fine. But like, come on, she's going to drive by herself. She's deaf. She's going to drive by herself across the country. And then she's like stopping in the desert to dance for no reason. What is your problem? What are you doing?
The only part that kind of took it like a little bit stupid was when she raised up, you know, from her sleep.
Yeah.
And it was the demon. And I thought, oh.
Laid it on pretty thick with the dumb cracker routine, too.
Yeah.
Just take it easy. Then. Yeah. I got this collection of darky skulls. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? My granddaddy collected them. Get the fuck out of here.
Wasn't that, I can't remember which movie I recently watched where somebody like pulled out their whole like intestines and she was like dragging it. Was it that movie?
I don't remember.
She did that to somebody?
I think she might have.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have been it.
Okay.
I watched that one like a month ago. It's not bad.
I watched Killer Legends. I finished
it. Oh, the documentary. What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
It's a good show, huh?
Yeah, I really learned who the real Candyman was.
Yeah, what a piece of shit that dude. Don't kill your kid.
Well, I know, right?
For insurance money. And the neighbor's kid, too. He didn't even do anything.
What a jerk. And then I watched this one called The Inside. Have you watched that?
Is that the one with the pregnant lady?
No. It's once again found footage. Inside. This guy finds a video camera. And these six girls and a guy are in this warehouse partying. It's her 21st birthday. And there's some kind of monster dead man in there. Mm. And this, it's full on black, right? All you have is the light from the camera.
Right.
And I don't know how many stories it is, but pretty much it's a cat and mouse game.
Oh, cool.
So you're kind of like, oh, what's going to happen?
Right.
But she ends up, one person survives, she escapes, and as she's running, she drops the camera, so this idiot found the camera, and what does he do?
Goes inside.
Yes.
Of course.
He's like, I gotta go check this out.
Yeah.
So he finds one girl alive down there in the basement.
Be honest, I probably would go, too. I'd be like, there's a fucking dead guy in there. I'm gonna call Monica, we're going in there.
But wouldn't you, like, wait or get some weapons or something?
I'm not going in there.
Yeah, this
guy
was, like, watching it and went, I'm gonna go in there right now. I can't wait.
No, I'm gonna call Alan. He's coming with me.
And then the second girl, the first girl he found alive started screaming, so Monster Man came, killed her. Second girl he found alive, she hit him in the head with the rock, took off running, escaped, and left him to die.
Thanks, honey. Appreciate it.
And then the American Horror Story episodes I started watching.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that so far? You're on Murder House, are you?
Yeah. Episode 4.
Okay. That's Dylan
McDermott.
That one.
And, I don't like
good,
him.
Man. That dude, that,
but
let me tell you
something.
He's
a good actor.
That fucking maid. Right? Holy shit, man.
Wow.
Woo!
I don't know. Well, the end. Mm. Well, the last episode explained to me what's all going on.
Right?
Well,
not the last episode, but really, you don't.
I don't get an explanation.
You kind of do.
Oh, okay.
And then you find, it gets very rapey.
I know when the girlfriend, the mistress, showed up and she said, I'm going to tell your wife.
Yeah.
Right away, I was like, that bitch has got to die.
Yeah.
We got to kill her.
Well, that's, I don't know how far you've seen
yeah,
into
the
it.
Kid, the okay, dude killed her.
The weird burned up guy?
Yeah.
Woo! It's hot stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm glad you're liking it. That's a good show. All righty. How about some immersion therapy then?
Immersion therapy.
Exeter from 2015.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I liked it.
It made, once I found out who the director was
uh-huh.
and what he had done previously, then it all kind of made sense to me.
Oh.
Really, this is just Night of the Demons, right?
Oh.
Kids break into an abandoned place, start getting possessed, fucking everything up.
Okay, I didn't even think of those two together.
Yeah, it's just that. But the guy that directed this, Marcus Nispel, he's also directed the Texas Chainsaw remake and the Friday the 13th remake.
Oh, okay.
So knowing that, the aesthetic of the movie makes a lot more sense. Basically, it's just Night of the Demons with like a very Art Deco vibe to it.
I like how it just went into full action.
Yeah, things went...
We didn't have to dick around with being possessed.
It went right to... once the younger brother got possessed, then it was on, dude.
Yeah.
I like how the one dude had Cheetos stuck to his back the whole movie. Yeah. That was kind of funny. They're like running around. I'm like, just give a... Just wipe that off. Yeah. And then at one point, he figures it out. He takes one off and he eats it. That's nasty.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
I know somebody who, I shouldn't say this, he might be listening. One time he, for $50, he stuck a Cheeto up his ass and then ate it.
Oh, I've eaten a turd before. That's no big deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, $300. I ate a turd.
That's a good deal, $300.
I mean, I saw a guy eat a turd once.
You saw a guy eat
a turd. Yeah, there's no way it was me. I totally saw a dude eat a turd.
Oh. Might have been the same person.
I think I'm going to have to edit that part. it's not a bad show. Apparently, GP didn't like it because he didn't like the kids, which I understand. They were kind of...
They didn't really bother me.
No, but they're kind of new age douchey types, you know? All cracked out and just there to fuck themselves up. What I did find strange was when the handyman came by and he got all rapey with the shotgun. Like, hey, dude, we work together. Oh, this one here is going to have to take her panties down. What? What is that all about?
You know, I could have sworn this movie, there was one of these free YouTube movies I watched, and the beginning, I swear, is spliced into another movie on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, except these kids that did the same thing. They were at school and then they decided to go to this abandoned building. But this was a mental institution and they were watching video footage of crazy people. Uh-huh. And I'm all, God, I swear I saw this.
Huh.
I'll have to research
that.
Are
you thinking of Greystone Park?
Mm-mm.
Because they did something very similar to that.
No.
Huh. Yeah. Not bad. Not the best thing I've ever seen, but it's basically just Night
of the... It's not bad.
I just thought it was Night of the Demons, pretty much. Nothing really original here. Minus, there's no tits in this one, though.
Night of the Demons was better.
Oh, yeah, way better. Your immersion therapy for this week is going to be The Bloodlands from 2014, starring Pollyanna McIntosh and Lee Williams, directed by Simeon Halligan. Mm. It's English, so that's good. English stuff is usually better, right? We'll try that out for you. I think it's time for us to educate Miss Monica then.
Educating Miss Monica.
Monica, your question for last week was zombie apocalypse. You're stuck with somebody that you hate, but happens to be of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to handle that? Again, it depends on how hot she is. And like, it's one of my ex-girlfriends. I'm probably just going to shoot her because I can't stand those bitches, right?
Oh, okay.
But if it's like somebody that stole some money from me, but she's hot, keep you around. You know, she might be the last living thing with a vagina.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need to use that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hang out for a minute or two.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
I was thinking that I would have had this person assist me and we would have gotten like on a yacht.
Right.
If there's water around, we are finding a boat and then we're going to sail off to sea.
Right.
With supplies first.
Of course.
And then I'm going to have to decide.
Yeah.
Do I need to have sex or not?
I do. I can tell you right now. That's why if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to stick off by myself.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody seems to turn into an asshole once the zombies take over. You've seen The Walking Dead lately? Those are a bunch of assholes. So I'm going to be on my own, assuming that my wife and son are already dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get one of those real sex dolls.
I'm set, man. I'm set. I'll put her in a wheelbarrow and just push her wherever I want to go.
There you go.
Good to go. Monica, how can we educate you this week, babe?
Well, you know, I was reading after, actually, after I watched Deathgasm, I started pondering and reading about Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before I saw the Vatican tapes. But it was really interesting because I found a website that was explaining how, you know, he was the most beautiful angel and what caused his fall. And it actually said that God cursed him that for 1,000 years he would have to suffer in hell, and then he got 3.5 years to walk the earth. I'm like, 3.5 years? It couldn't be 3 or 4. It was
very odd number. Yeah, right? I know. Does that include leap years, or how does that work?
3.5 years.
And whose calendar are we going by?
Exactly. So I kind of wanted to know what other people's thoughts were. Who is Lucifer, Satan?
You know what's badass? Mm. Right now I'm reading the Scarlet Gospels,
mm-hmm.
which is Clive Barker's follow-up to Hellraiser.
Oh, okay.
And Pinhead, I don't want to ruin this for you, but at one point Pinhead is basically trying to take over hell, and he needs certain souls and books and things like that to do it. And at the end, he has to actually battle Lucifer.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, buddy. Let me tell you, Pinhead is a bad motherfucker, man. And in this, because like when all those shitty movies, he kind of turned into a good guy
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I got a fucking tattoo of Pinhead on my back. But kind of forget, like in the original Hellraiser book, he was jacking some people up in most gruesome and painful fashions. Like in the Scarlet Gospels, at one point he still got the hooks and chains. He goes up a guy's ass, hooks his stomach, and pulls it out with a chain through his asshole.
Oh.
Ugh, nasty. Bad business, dude. But it's very heavy on the whole heaven and hell thing. So what exactly was your question?
I want to know what other people's thought or what they know of
Lucifer. Okay, very cool. Ponder that, inmates. Get with us next week, and we'll discuss all things diabolical and educate Miss Monica to them. In the meantime, it's time for some werewolf action. I'm going to tell you what a lazy shit stain I've been this weekend at Thunder Valley and how I ate a bunch of Reuben sandwiches like a disgusting individual.
The Company of Wolves.
Yeah, made a big fat pig out of myself this weekend. It's okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of celebrating a little bit because I met certain deadlines that I had to meet with other projects, and I won that challenge that your friend challenged me to. So I took a little week off there. And
cool.
That toenail hasn't fallen off yet.
I
put a picture of it on the I kind of regret doing that because I don't realize just how gross it looked until I put that picture up.
When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's the toenail.
There it is. That's a nice shade of black. So, yeah, I'm going to have to, I don't know if I'm going to do a cleanse or not, but I need to get all this because I drank like at least a 6-pack of energy drinks, a lot of coffee, got a little hammered on Friday night, I believe, drinking Fireball, and so I got to taper that off a little bit.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, that's all I got to report this week, babe.
You said you had a Reuben sandwich, too?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I like Reubens.
Isn't that the same as pastrami, or is it?
You can get them either way, either corned beef or pastrami.
Oh.
I go pastrami because, I don't know, just they usually pepper it, which is good. I know you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I do. Actually, I was going to say, every time I see those suckers on TV, I said, that could be my fall.
Oh, they're good. They're so good.
Hot pastrami sandwich.
Hot pastrami is beautiful. They take, it's Russian dressing. I go just a little bit of sauerkraut.
Because
sometimes they overdo it with the sauerkraut. And then it tastes like a sweet tart, which is really weird. And then rye bread, a little melted cheese on there. Oh,
it sounds fantastic.
It does.
keep it up. I'm going to go order another one. I'm going to weigh 250 pounds next week when you see me, Monica. It's gross.
Oh, you'll run it off.
I know. I have some bad news for you, though, my dear. Mm-hmm. We have our next box set for you to choose a disc from.
Oh, boy.
To find out what movie we are watching next week here in Public Domain Month. She's coming out of the Pure Terror box set this week, boys and girls. Your options are The Sadist, Terror Creatures from the Grave, Keep My Grave Open, or The House That Screamed.
Oh, jeez. Let's do The House That Screamed.
The House That Screamed it is.
Where's that one?
It doesn't even say. Probably, yeah, look on the back. 1963, I bet. It should be in alphabetical order.
The House That Screamed, 1969 color.
Holy shit, I almost nailed it. All right, inmates, so join us next week for The House That Screamed. In the meantime, for Miss Monica and the Padded Room Podcast, afraid visiting hours are over.
Goodbye. I want to know how to survive in the night love.